General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Above the delta of the River Niger, 20 miles from a town called Anicha, and 130 from the place where the Niger meets its main tributary, the Benue, there stands a broken wooden house, gutted by fire. In the ruins of the main room, carved upon the one remaining rafter, are three words. Henry was here. In 1906, when the Colony and Protectorate of Lagos amalgamated with Niger Coast Protectorate to form Colony and Protectorate of Southern Nigeria, a doctor called Henry Menzel went to the West Coast to work on research into onchocerciasis, river blindness. He and his partner built the wooden house and lived there for 3.5 months every year.
Henry, man, where are you?
Neil! By all that's wonderful!
Thought you deserted, you old fool.
Not so much of the old. I've a new lease of life. I really believe we're getting somewhere at last.
Don't tell me. You've solved the whole problem, you've found the cause, the antidote, and now you're off to Lagos.
No, but we're making headway. Look, river blindness can wait, Neil. How was everything?
Lagos,
of course, how was it?
I didn't get drunk all summer.
Good for you. Look, have you brought any?
I've got some, yes. But you'll have to do some walking. Your grog's 2 miles away back at the river.
Oh, no.
But you don't think I'd arrive without something in my pocket, do you?
You're a great man, Neil Summers. A great doctor and a fine companion. Come, inside where it's cool. I've been dry since you've left.
And a good thing, too.
Oh, please, no preaching. Not for the first week, at least.
The first week?
Now, open up, and then we'll go back for the rest. Why did you leave it all at the river?
Henry, I've spent hours in a boat. All the way from Anicha. I've been bitten. The sun was right overhead. I did not intend to carry a great...
All right. Give me, my friend. Oh, I've waited for this.
That's the only reason you're glad to see me.
Oh, nonsense. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, now I'm a whole man again.
Fourpence? Oh, you cat. She's no better then.
No, worse, I reckon. She can't use the other back leg now. Pulls herself along. It's ugly to see it.
Why didn't you put her out?
I think we'll have to.
She'll have done it. I told you before we left. If she was no better...
Well, I thought of that.
No good. Look at the poor soul.
Well, you put a bullet in her then.
It's your job, Henry. Your cat.
Oh, don't start that again.
Oh, Henry, leave that bottle alone.
Oh, you promised me, old man. No preaching for a week, remember?
Henry, you'd better shoot Fawkinson soon. She looks bad. No use having an animal dragging itself around like that.
Oh, all right. When we get back, let's take a walk up the river.
Do it now.
No.
Now, Henry, then we'll get the crate. Well, have another drink, and then we'll cut it out until the weekend. You've got work to do. A lot of work. Now, I want to hear all you've done.
No, let's go up.
No, Henry. Now, then we go and get the crate. Work, Henry. You're a doctor, remember?
I'll get my gun.
Pistol, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Fawkins, this is it. Had to come, you know. Bye, you furry monster. No hot sun where you're going. No flies to annoy you. Just a world full of fish heads.
You sentimental fool.
Oh, rubbish. You shoot it. I'll forget about it. Watch you do, too.
Come on, you cat. Shut up. Come on.
Half the bottle gone already. Hope it's not going to start all over again, Henry, my lad. Perhaps I'd better do the cut myself. Henry! Oh, well.
I killed it. You buried.
Two shots?
Well, it moved. It looked right at
it. If you hadn't had all that...
drink, I wouldn't have missed the first time. All right, Neil, leave me alone, will you? You shouldn't have let me.
I'm not your keeper.
Anyway, well, you buried. I'm going to bed. It's too darn hot for my liking.
You were going to tell me all
I'm
about...
I'm in no mood for chatting about river blindness. Oh, bury the blasted thing, will you?
How many trips into the mangrove did you make, for goodness sake?
Must have collected a ton of the stuff. Got it all back there, more in the lab.
Mangrove bark. All these blasted things.
Well, they have them in Lagos too, don't they?
If we find an antidote for onchocerciasis, they'll probably knight us.
You'll be lucky. Did you hear...
Huh? What? Oh, I think I'll turn in a lot of work. That one's been sting like the devil.
Neil!
What? What's up with you, Henry? Oh, come on, we'll turn in.
Oh, I reckon we will.
Henry Mansell went to bed but didn't sleep. He had heard the cat. Of this he was sure. Neil Summers had heard nothing. That night was hot, alive with mosquitoes, which seemed to battle to gain entry into the net under which Mansell tossed and turned and punched his pillow. 2 miles away, the swamps were also alive. Things moved and slithered and crawled and splashed in the dark mystery of the mangroves. Mansell got little sleep that night. The following evening, he was drunk.
A zephyr on the summer air. I hear the melodies like joys gone by. I dream of Jeannie with the age of her in. I hear Jeannie with the light brighter.
Thank you.
What for?
For stopping the singing.
Singing? Singing?
Shut up! Look, Henry!
Not you.
Not me. What then?
Cat.
Cat?
Cat! C-A-T, cat.
What cat?
Cat, out there, out there.
Why don't you turn in, Henry? We'll talk tomorrow. We've got to talk.
Talk? I'm a doctor. I don't talk. I do, Neil. I save lives. I take my knife and I cut it into the... I take it all... Get out! Get out!
Henry! For heaven's sake, stop this nonsense!
Nonsense?
Get to bed! Leave that bottle alone!
Hey, you've broken it!
And the rest. I'm breaking them all.
You break them all and you won't go to heaven. Jeannie with the light brown hair's in heaven. Ah, go and find your own antidote. Go and find it. I don't care. Care for nothing for onchocerciasis.
Oh, I said it. There'll be no more drinking here. This is the end of it.
The nights that followed were not good nights. There was no research, no investigation into the causes of river blindness, no work. The two men spoke little. There came the seventh night.
Ah, Look at that, Neil.
What?
When this shack has tumbled down, when we're dust, that will remain. That's all that will remain of me.
Henry was here. What's this?
My epitaph.
The seventh night. This was the night it all happened. The night of the cat. The night of the swamp. The seventh night.
Cat. What do you want, Cat?
That animal is out there in the dark. I'm going to hunt you, Cat, and...
Oh, Mansell. What are you doing, Mansell? What are you thinking of? I shot the cat. I saw it die. Neil buried it. Hunted. What am I doing? Oh, I could do with a drink. Just a little one. Oh, Neil, you're rotten. Just as well, really. No! Why? Oh, shut up. You're a man of science, Mansell. Tomorrow you're going to get down to work. Work, good work, brilliant work. The bark of the mangrove. Mangrove? That's where you are, Fourpence. In the mangroves. Fourpence, stupid name. This time there'll be an end.
And that's how it happened. That's how Henry Mansell journeyed into the mangrove swamps above the delta of the great river Niger in that black night when it rained, when there was no moon. The cat drew him into the black, drew him into the night, drew him into the swamps where the mangroves grow, their roots like giant bunches of fingers.
Laugh at me now in medical school. The Dr. Mansell hunting a cat in the swamps of Africa.
At that moment, the hurricane lamp went out.
Blast! The blazes are... Once again, the primeval darkness falls before the gallant spear of the light of civilization. Behold, my friends, flunks and assorted creepies of the swamps, I have brought day unto you. What? Ah!
Huh? What? Must have been dreaming. It's quiet now. Don't hear the crickets. Henry? 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 You all right? Henry? It's reindeer. Are you out there, man? Where's the fool gone to?
Neil Summers dressed and made a thorough search of the land around the cabin. He went back and fetched a lamp and made his way down to the marsh and onto the small tributary river that lost itself in the swamp a mile away. One of the boats had gone.
Blast him! Blast him! Henry, you're a lost cause now.
Lost cause or not, Summers launched the second boat and followed his partner into the mangroves, into the black, into the land of the spirits of the dead. Things moved, unknown things. They slithered and splashed and made the night groan with their presence. There were lights and eyes and shapes, and they danced in a nightmare of purgatorial splendor.
Henry! Henry! Henry!
Even the gods had withdrawn their allegiance to Mansell. Mansell's boat had grounded. He was crouched near the waterline below the seat. The hurricane lamp had fallen into the bottom of the boat, and the beam shone crazily up into the prow. Through the beam, 100 insects flitted in drunken rapture, seduced by the glory of the hard white light. At the end of the lamp's beam was a head whose structure had not changed through eons of evolution. The python did not move. Mansell was unable to move. A dribble of saliva moved sluggishly from his mouth, moved through the chin stubble, and fell and dried quickly on the flannel of his shirt. It was then that the eye of the python moved, flickered brightly, the head swaying as if at the command of invisible words written on an invisible wind. And then the tail of the snake moved as summer lightning moves and bound the arm of the man in the boat.
Binds me to this extent, Henry. By thunder, your career's ended. I can tell you.
Henry!
Summers saw the boat. He saw the boat, and then he saw Mansell. But was it Mansell? Was it Mansell? The snake had become the man, the snake. The man's snake writhed. The prow of the boat was filling with the black swamp water. The monster was coiled around the whole of the man's body. The head could be seen. An arm could be seen, lighted by the lamp, and then the water reached Mansell's lamp, and it went out.
Listen to me. I can't move you.
You don't have to.
Henry, listen.
You don't have to. Tell me what's happened, Neil. You forget. I know a little bit about medicine, too. Doctor.
Henry, I don't know where to begin. Just about. I didn't bring anything. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Poor Neil.
You see?
Is there anything that's not broken, Neil?
I'll go back. It shouldn't take me long.
Don't.
I must.
Don't talk like a fool. I'm dying. You. I am, aren't I? Answer me.
You're dying.
Thanks. What happened to the...
snake?
The snake.
I shot it. I haven't even got...
You won't...
What?
You won't go now?
No.
I know what I've got down to the last bone. I shouldn't be alive. I feel as if I've been squeezed through. Neil, talk to me a while, and then you can go. Kiss me, Hardy. You didn't bring
what?
A bottle with you. Do you remember when I scored 80 against him? The cat's gone.
Cat?
Fourpence killed me. Fourpence. O'Neill.
All right.
You've got that gun?
Yes, I've got
it. Oh, get it over with.
I can't.
Yes.
Mansell didn't regain consciousness. Soon after midday, Neil Summers began the trip back. He reached the landing stage as the sun began to sink. Reached the hut as the crickets began their eternal whisperings. He laid the body upon the bed and slept for a long time. When he awoke, his mind clearer, he buried Henry Mansell, moved the things of value from the hut, and then set fire to it. The hut in the marshlands of the delta of the Niger was not completely destroyed. Soon after Neil Summers left, that same day, the rains came and the fire went out. Upon a blackened beam is inscribed, "Henry was here." There is a belief amongst the tribesmen of the lower rivers that the ruin is haunted. There is a legend that before the great rains each year, the spirits that inhabit the swamp sing in harmony. And sometimes, when the moon shines, a cat can be seen sitting upon a mound of earth with a rough cross that the weeds have overgrown. But this is legend, a story used by witch doctors to frighten those who have sinned against tribal law.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.